Hidden in the hills of Northern California, a few miles south of San Francisco, lies Woodside, one of the wealthiest towns in America. It's home to a host of celebrities, including a Western lowland gorilla called Coco, whose life challenges everything we think makes us unique. Over 40 years ago, Penny Patterson set out to discover if humans and gorillas could ever communicate. What began as a PhD to teach sign language to Coco turned into a lifelong relationship. News about Coco made headlines around the world. But throughout their time together, Penny has had to fight to keep Coco. Now, nearly half a century after the project began, the line between humans and apes is being redrawn. Coco Chanel's most iconic creation was her perfume, Number 5. A mix of 80 ingredients, Number 5 was as innovative, audacious, and as liberating as Coco Chanel's revolutionary haute couture designs, and has endured far longer than a single season. The perfume's reputation for sensuality was enhanced by Marilyn Monroe, who claimed the only thing she wore to bed was a few drops of Number 5. But the story of Number 5 is also a thrilling drama. From the 1920s to the 1940s, the perfume was at the center of a fierce war between Coco Chanel and her business partners, the Wertheimer brothers. It was a war that involved high-ranking Nazi officials, Parisian high society, collaborators, American and German spies, the shadow of Churchill, and one of the most famous women of her time, who would stop at nothing to achieve her goals. What happens when we die is changing. The unrelenting changes in technology over the past decade and how we interact with that technology have left us with a digital representation of our own selves, which lives on forever. There are now over 30 million dead people on Facebook. What happens when we leave that digital representation of ourselves behind? This is what happens. A wealth of data, images, opinions, and messages remain available for our loved ones to see, comment on, repurpose, and interact with. We live on. A memorialized Facebook page is one thing, but recently an entire industry has exploded, designed to store, advance, digitize, and personalize our very own digital legacy. From avatars and holograms to androids and algorithms that tweet on our behalf from the grave, we're now no longer resting in peace, we are resting in pixels.